Looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing, all rapping one thing. Looking for revenge. To do what you couldn't do. Tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips at the end. They bulletproof. Minus 20, we in Pitfield at K's Kitchen in a Canada Goose. Famous as but I'm still in the cut when they round up the truce. I'm just a sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me. I let the diss record drop, you was staying right below me. We must have played it 100 times, you was going to bed. Why would I put on a vest? I expect you to aim for the head. I could have killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder. Trust, we heard you the first time. It's nothing personal, I would have done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from. And I blame all my day ones. You know chubs like Draymond, you better hope not saying none. Them boys, they're a handful. Then I hit him with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah, and I can really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. With all the word of mouth. Go to state running practice at my house. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge.
What's up and good evening. It is your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuned into yet another show of Nye Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. It is hashtag Summer 16 yet again with our hashtag Senior Spotlight. We have two fantastic ladies, one raining out of Michigan and another one raining out of Ohio. We're going to have a great show for you this evening and kind of giving them a spotlight on their colleges, whoop whoop, their accomplishments as seniors, and also what's next for them in life. Coming up next, you already know, we've got our hot gossip. Spill the Tea is coming up next with Graham to the Emmy, as well as our interview portion of the show with our girls, our seniors, and kicking off the show with some hot singles topping off on the Billboard charts. Starting off with a new track of the day, this is Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna. This is What You Came For. Again, Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna. This is what you came for.
Lightning strikes every time she moves. Everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
Yeah.
is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. Show you that where you from, no matter to me. She said, hola, come on, stop. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mara. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go, go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, come on, stop. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mara. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go, go. You know I love them all. African American, for sure. I told her, baby, come and ride the rodeo. Every time I come around, man, I go for broke. She give me desktop till I overload. Now, baby, you gon' go where you're supposed to go. Cause I ain't got time for you every day. She said she got a man, keep it on the low. I said he don't speak English, he gon' say, hey. Telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter to me. She said, hola, come on, stop. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mara. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go, go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, come on, stop. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mara. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go, go. You know I love them all. She from Africa, but she f*** me like she Haitian. Black, but the miles looking Asian. I gave her the can in Kansas. I got it on tape, she on candy camera. Okay, see, I forgot we met at Oklahoma. I used to smoke Regina, she from Arizona. Then I met a girl in Cali, I never disown her. She got that high grade, her come with diplomas. I want her, but she keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter to me. She said, hola, come on, stop. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mara. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go, go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, come on, stop. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mara. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go, go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, come on, stop. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mara. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go, go. You know I love them all. She said, hola, come on, stop. She said, konnichiwa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, mara. Then she said, sabase. And I said, nabule. No matter where I go, go. You know I love them all.
Hey, babies, how are you? It's Grammy. Y'all know it's Tammy D. Get your lemon tea, sweet tea, raspberry tea, my favorite sweet tea from McDonald's. Hold on, let me get my glass on. And it's fresh, too, extra sweet, fresh. And I had them cups and tea sitting in there for days and hours upon hours. And it'll never have a fresh one. I got mine fresh. All right, now, Sherman.
Let's get into this here hot gossip. Starting off with a little bit of a surprise news here. Let me get into this here article. Well, it's surprising, but it's not surprising at the same time. Allegations have been made that all Americans will receive a microchip implant by 2017. I'ma say it again, Sugars. All Americans shall receive a microchip implant by 2017. Listen to this here. A potential future technology mentioned at the beginning of the clip was the use of chips implanted under the skin that would store important medical information to be retrieved by those responsible for delivering medical care and treatment. But microchips were just one of several biometric technologies surveyed in this segment, along with fingerprints, iris scans, and facial recognition software. Nowhere did the clip claim or predict that all Americans would receive a microchip implant by 2017, any more than it asserted that, as imagined in 2002, neo-noir science fiction mystery thriller film Minority Report, by 2017, retailers would be scanning our irises as we enter the stores to show us promotions tailored to our business, buying habits, and preferences. In short, NBC, Shamanem, simply mentioned the use of microchips for personal ID purposes as something that might come about by 2017. They didn't definitely state that it would be a commonplace by then, much less maintain that it would be a mandatory provision in the daily life of America. Well, even though they don't publicize it publicly, the government has been putting microchips and things into people for years upon years, along with many other things as well. So, before you think that they're saying that, oh, by 2017 it's just an allegation and it's a major possibility, it's already put into existence, Sugar. It's already there. It's been here for years. Some people don't even know they got them because they're so deep into their bodies, into their skin. And a lot of them, they put the microchips into people that they find as a threat, or they do something to the people, or all kinds of carrying on, or make them, quote-unquote, disappear, or suddenly die of a fatal death or natural causes. The government done did a whole bunch of stuff, and they done did their dirt, had their dirt, so on and so forth. So, don't be surprised if it's not even already in existence, and if they do publicly bring it out. So, just something to think about, Sugars. Some surprising news of our fellow beloved comedian, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart loses $500,000 worth of personal items in a home burglary. Shut your mouth and call me Jimmy. Kevin Hart loses $500,000 worth of personal items in home burglary. Kevin Hart was taken for $500,000 worth of personal items when burglar broke into his home in Los Angeles over the weekend. Police confirmed to Shamanem that the comedian was robbed of approximately $500,000 worth of clothes, jewelry, watches, and other personal items in the home invasion. The burglars most likely broke in through the back door, according to the police, and no one was at home during the burglary. The police say the home had surveillance cameras inside and out, and the footage currently under investigation for possible leads. The break-in comes just a week ahead of the premiere of Hart's new film, Central Intelligence, with Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. The action comedy hits, it has hit June 17th. On Tuesday, the first trailer for Hart's upcoming stand-up, What Now, debuted online. The special was recorded last year during the sold-out show at Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field, making Hart the first comedian to sell out at a football stadium. Well, What Now is coming to theaters October 14th, just as an update for y'all sugars. But let's just stop right there. I want to know how these crazy folks find out where these folks live. It's not easy to just Google Kevin Hart's house or Chris Brown's house or Rihanna's house, because they got multiple houses. First of all, they just got one that they majorly cohabitate in for a long period of time. But I think they talk to these people like they work with the paparazzi and following them around. And in most cases, there's a jealous inside person that's on the team. That's, oh yeah, I'm team Kevin, I'm team this, I'm team that. But 10 times out of 11 times out of 10, they the main inside voice of where he live, where he going, how long he's away from home, and so is his family. You never know, it may have been an inside person on the job to give them all the details and tell them all about his belongings and things of that sort. And I know that took a lot out of him just to keep calm and pray about it and things of that sort. Because me, I would have been hunting them folks down like the police are doing right now. On the investigation, I would have been hunting them folks down. Who are you? What you been doing? Give me my money, my clothes, my jewelry, my snake eyes, and give me my tea back. Because y'all ain't taking my stuff from me. Mm-mm, no, honey. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, child. No, shimminem. Mm-mm, no. No, 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 no. So, I pray for the best for Kevin to find his belongings and find the folks who done did this here. But, overall, I really think Grandmammy's in Costanks is telling her that there is a definite inside person as to what happened to Mr. Kevin Hart. So, that's just my opinion, sugars. My personal opinion only, don't shoot the messenger. But, yeah, that's what Grandmammy think overall. We gonna take a break and get right back, sugars. We got some more hot tunes for y'all. This is gonna be an amazing show, especially with our two special senior spotlights, #Summer16. We gonna be right back after this. Refill your cup, sugars. And this next track is Miss Ariana Grande from her new album. Don't shoot the messenger. I done forgot the name of the album, sugars. But, this is her song with Future. It's called Every Day. Every Day. Ariana Grande. So, again, check out this new track and we'll be right back after this. It's called Every Day. Oh, the new album is called Dangerous Woman. Like her single. Alright, sugars. Here we go. Every Day. Ariana Grande. I'm gonna go get me some tea. Sugar, come and get my tea. My tea. Yeah, I want the chai tea this time. I want no more sweet tea.
All I want, all I need, all I see, it's just me and you. He giving me that good trip that make me not quit. The good trip. Anytime, anywhere, baby boy, I can just be here.
outcome. You done fell in love with a bad guy. I don't compromise my passion. You know what you do for me, I'm doing the same for you. I don't be tripping or making mistakes. I made too many in my past.
That's why.
I fight for the things you believe in. I got your body and put it in drive, baby. I got your keys in. We about to take us a vacation. I'm about to put all this vintage loving on you, baby, like it was the late 80s. When you ride on me, baby, rotate it.
He giving me the good trip, yeah. That made me not quit. The good trip.
Sugars, I'm back now. We're gonna get into some more gossip. Let me get one more sugar. Y'all got y'all kettles on, and for y'all young folks, I'm sure y'all put a cup of hot water in the microwave. But let's take a sip for the grown ass shock shit food. Come on now, sugars. Alright now. Let me put my cheese down. Let's get back into this here. Gossip. Here we go. So, here's our next gossip. OJ Simpson agrees to a paternity test for Khloe Kardashian on one condition. Okay, again. OJ Simpson agrees to paternity test for Khloe Kardashian on one condition. One of the longest standing yet never proven celebrity rumors that just won't die is the claim that O.J. Simpson is the biologic half-father of Khloe Kardashian. Kris Jenner had an affair with O.J. before the accused of murdering her best friend, Nicole Simpson, while married to Robert Kardashian, and out came Khloe. Well, the tea has come out, and allegedly he has agreed a paternity test to determine if he is indeed the father. His current state of imprisonment sadly precludes him from appearing on Maury Povich for the big reveal, of course. So, if you look at pictures of Miss Khloe Kardashian, and then look at O.J. Simpson, you could definitely see a major, major, major resemblance in the two folks. There has been articles everywhere. When I say everywhere, of accusations and everything of him in fact being Khloe's father. But you could see it's obvious she done messed around with that man because she has his jawline, his facials, his everything. From eyes to nose to jawline. Well, maybe she got her mama's eyes, but that's a whole nother story. And just look at him, y'all. That's an obvious thing. And that's been going on for too long, so long, whatever. But we all know that's your daddy. We all know that is your daddy. We know it, sugar. We know it. Here's a surprising news. Anika Noni Rose, best known as Tiana in Princess and the Frog and also in the role of Dreamgirls. Anika Noni Rose to produce and star in a Shirley Chisholm film. Shirley Chisholm was the first African-American woman to be elected into the United States Congress. and Negroni Rose is bringing Shirley Chisholm's life to the big screen. Chisholm's life story not only includes being the first African-American woman elected into the U.S. Congress in 1972, she also became the first black woman, or person in general, to run for president. Rose will not only produce the film, but also star in it, according to Shimonim. Here, a synopsis of the film states the following. Portrayed by Tony Award-winning actress Anika Noni Rose, Chisholm embodies the keen sense of justice and community, embracing her fold like a warrior. Always meticulously dressed, pearls in place, watch adjusted to the second, Congresswoman Chisholm metamorphosized to do America's business. With a colorful team of cohorts by her side, Congresswoman Chisholm personified the bold, educated Brooklynite with her roots firmly planted in her Caribbean heritage, hurdling humongous odds in a system structured for whites and males only. With an efficient production team, Creative Monster Productions, Brian Gamboge, Blue Jasmine, King of Beasts documentary, Grant Anderson, Green Hornet, Bebe Brubaker, Big Eyes, these are major films, and Barbara Bullard, social innovator and an award-winning writing team, Armistead Johnson and Montserrat Mendez. Chisholm will be eloquently developed, changing the overall paradigm of how we ourselves can be a catalyst for change. So there we go. As I said and stated, Shirley Chisholm is a overall major woman when it comes to black history, the first black person to black woman to run for president, and also being in Congress. So cahoots to her. Here's another one. VH1 Hip Hop Honors to pay tribute to Queen Latifah. Alright now, sugar, I see you. VH1 Hip Hop Honors to pay tribute to Queen Latifah. Following a 6-year hiatus, VH1 Hip Hop Honors is making a comeback with a special salute to Queen Latifah. The live event will celebrate all female trailblazers and pioneers who have made their mark in a male-dominated genre. Queen Latifah has been a reigning force in hip-hop and beyond. The artist and actress secured a Grammy Award for Best Solo Rap Performance in 1994, as well as several nominations including Best Jazz Vocal Album in 2005 and Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album in 2008. Her third album, Black Rain, was the first album by female MC ever to go gold. In Hollywood, her acting chops have earned her a high reputation as she recently nabbed a SAG Award, that Screen Actors Guild, y'all, for outstanding performance by a female actor in a television movie or miniseries for her contribution to Bethy. The Newark, New Jersey rep will also serve as executive producer for the VH1 Hip Hop Honors through her entertainment company, Flavor Unit, marking yet another collaboration with VH1 following the one-hour special, Dear Mama, that aired earlier this year. Since it started in 2004, Hip Hop Honors has paid homage to hip hop veterans including Public Enemy, Salt and Pepper, Tupac, Snoop Dogg, and MC Light. The ceremony will air on Monday, July 11th, live from New York. So get your DVRs ready, sugars, cause it's coming, baby. July 11th is Queen Latifah's VH1 special celebrating her career. Alright then, I'm gonna give y'all a little bit more gossip. Alright now. And then we gotta get ready for our interview portion of the show, sugars. I got more. Don't worry. I'ma come back in the show now. Cuba Gooding Jr. says it took almost 2 months to return to himself after the O.J. Simpson rule. Okay, so here's the thing. Let me explain to y'all. Being familiar with the industry, sort of, kind of, whoop-de-whoop, with major actors and becoming actors, they are turning into these people. They're not turning into characters. They're turning into different beings as a whole. It's about developing that character to make it seem like a part of you, become a part of you. And with that becoming a part of you, so the point is, you're not acting, you are that person, you're living, eat, sleep, breathing. That's why they do research, that's why they interact the way they do, that's why they make certain facial expressions. They study to a T. Major actors study to a T and metamorphosizing, changing, and shifting into these people. Here's why he says it took him 2 months to return to himself after returning to the O.J. Simpson. The world of entertainment oftentimes call actors to pull from an array of emotions in order to portray a character as best as they possibly can. However, sometimes these actors have to dig deeper depending on how complex the character they are playing. Take Heather Ledger, for example, who lost his life back in 2008 due to his inability to separate himself from the Joker character in the Dark Knight film. I didn't know that, but let me get back into here. Fellow actor Cuba Gooding Jr. expressed a similar attachment to his portrayal of O.J. Simpson on American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. this year. He told Shimonim that there are still remnants of Simpson's character imprinted on him. It took me a month and a half to shake O.J. Simpson from my psyche, Gooding said. It really did, because it was the darkest role that I ever done, and yet I'm still proud of what I did, even though I still feel the residuals in my psyche. Gooding provides an example of him correlating an event in his life that mirrored O.J. almost to a T. Friday after we wrapped filming, I got 2 tickets to see the Blackhawks in Chicago Saturday. I went to my daughter's dance recital. She's 10, my wife and I. She didn't have a ticket for me, so I got upset. I said, "Don't think about her, just focus on Piper. It's Piper's day." And then I watched. And then that night, got on a plane to Chicago, and it hit me. The Saturday before the murders, O.J. went to his daughter's dance recital and went off. And he was F-word furious that Nicole Brown didn't have a seat for him. And that night, the murder happened. He flew to Chicago. It's all very chilling to think about it, but Gooding's chops is up to good acting. He explains to Shimonim that actors can get so caught in their work simply because they want to do the best story and give it justice. Here's a quotation. "I think it's because we as actors try to find an emotional truth to the character in whatever situation we put him in," he says. Well, it's very true. Like I said, they basically metamorphosize and change into different people overall. And it's kind of scary, y'all. It scares them. Didn't you hear that? One of the fellow actors in the community lost his life because he could not shake the role of becoming the Joker. Oh, goodness gracious. It's a scary thing, because when we write these scripts and we bring these people to life, everything has a purpose and everything has a spirit. Whether it's a role, a song, somebody you see on TV, everything we see has a purpose and a connection beyond our comprehension overall, sugars. So we must realize these things ain't nothing to play with, and just be careful with developing your craft and not to get too sunk in deep to the point where you completely lose who you are, okay? All right, sugars. Well, we got some more lovely, lovely, lovely music coming up. I love y'all, sugars, and I'll be back with some more gossip as well as our interview portions with our 2 seniors of the night, Miss and No, They Ain't Related. They from two spectrums of the world. We got one reigning out of Michigan by the name of Noelle Wade, Senior Spotlight, and another young lady reigning out of Ohio, Miss Maya Wade. So please stay tuned after this show, cause more hot gossip will be afterwards. I love y'all, sugars. Mwah, mwah, mwah. We'll be right back after this. Give me my t-shirt.
Call me on a lazy afternoon, asking me what I'm up to. Let's find something to do. Baby, I'll be down, 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 down. You know I'll be down, 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 down. I see you arriving in your car, hey. Jet black Mercedes built in the 70s, classic like you and me.
Taking my time on my ride, taking my time on my ride. to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But it don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man, but literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignore them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before me. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning.
talking about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy, soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61, remember life, and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold, or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold, or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
And we are back in the studio. Good evening, good evening. It is your girl, Nai, and it is time for our hashtag senior spotlight, hashtag summer 16. Introducing our first senior of the evening, Miss Noelle Wade. She attends University of Michigan, U of M. She received a full ride scholarship, and as a senior, she received honor. She was on the honor roll graduating, whoop whoop. And her major is Screen Arts and Cultures, aka film. So let's get to know her a little bit more and talk about her major and also her school. Introducing Miss Noelle Wade. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just working on my algebra homework right now.
Oh man. Okay. So let's talk about you first of all. So you're in U of M. So tell us about the campus and what's it like and the whole experience so far.
Well, I am a summer grade scholar, which means I get to attend the university in the summer and take classes for credit on top of the fact that they have, like, peer advisors and resident advisors who are, like, helping us and kind of guiding us and getting us used to the university and everything. So far, my experience has been great because I kind of have that support system to kind of really get used to the campus. I kind of know my way around by now, but a lot of my classes are on what is called Central Campus.
Okay.
So it's not too far away from the dorm that I'm staying in now. They're really nice dorms, specifically just for the Bridge Scholars for the summer. So we are the only group in here as of till August 19th.
Okay. So do you have a roommate yet, or what's that like?
I have a roommate, and we get along fine. You know, people say that you and your roommate are supposed to be best friends, but me and my roommate are friends, so I'm closer with a lot of other people, and I kind of like having a roommate because then I have someone that I know knows that where I am all the time, and someone that can, you know, like, keep track of me, because I tend to wander off a lot, and I just like having somebody there to kind of like be, okay, well, where are you, and check up on me and things like that. So that's why I like having a roommate.
Okay, that's pretty cool, I guess. So let's talk about one more thing when it comes to school, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about you. So talk about your major. Let's hear a little bit more details about your major.
Okay. So the reason why I decided to do the Screen Arts and Cultures major, which is a film major, is because ever since I was a little kid, I always liked watching movies, and I really liked the impact that movies had on me, and I wanted to share that impact with other people. So that is the reason why I decided to go ahead and do film.
Okay.
Impact people.
So do you think you'll be making your own projects and stuff like that when it comes to filming?
Maybe. I don't know yet. I haven't talked with my advisor about the degree program just yet. That's 2 weeks from now. So I'll get all the details then. But I'm pretty sure we'll be doing stuff like that. The Screen Arts and Cultures major is a wide major that includes like everything as far as screen arts go. So, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Now let's get personal. So describe your sense of style for us. Like, what's your sense of style? Are you a laid-back kind of girl? Are you a mix of a girly girl? What exactly is your sense of style?
Well, my sense of style is pretty just, even though I've only been here for like 2 weeks, I already look like a pretty average college student. I don't really get dressed up or anything. I go out and sweat a lot. Sweat and t-shirts just because it's really hot up here, so just to be as cool as possible.
Right. Okay, so what are some of your hobbies? Like, what are you into? Are you into certain types of music or a certain artist? Or what are you into as far as music is concerned right now?
As far as music is concerned, I'm listening to a lot of stuff. Like, there are a few Korean artists that I like a lot. Just to name a few, I like Jisoo and Simon Dominic. I really like The Gorillaz. I really like The Smiths and Little Dragon.
Awesome.
And, my style of music changes not changes, but it evolves a lot. So I change. I don't change what I listen to, but I just kind of add more stuff.
Right. Okay. Well, you're kind
of
like me. I heard Gorillaz, and that's one of my favorite bands. And Korean K-pop, NCTU, all day. I mean, aside from like 90s music, which is like my everyday life. So yeah. Okay. So what city are you from?
I was born in Detroit, Michigan, and now I live in South Carolina, Michigan, until I moved here in Ann Arbor, officially in the fall.
Whoop, whoop, shout out to D-Town, okay, yes. So, is there anybody you want to give any shout outs to?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my mom and my sister for being my support system throughout high school. It was not an easy experience for me, and they were sort of my rock, and they got me through a lot. Just the idea of them knowing that they love me, support me, got me through a lot. So, yeah, shout out to them.
Aww, getting all soft here, man. Okay. Oh my gosh. So, do you have any song requests for us? Because I always do this for senior spotlights. Do you have any song requests that you want to hear live in the station?
Song requests. Wow. That is huge. So, can it be anything?
It can be anything. Any one of your choices.
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce the name of it, but it's a song from the Show Me the Money 5 soundtrack, and it starts at the end. It's like Muguma. I think that's what it's called.
So, can you repeat that for me so I could get that?
Yeah, I believe it's called Muguma by the Show Me the Money 5 soundtrack. It has a whole bunch of features on it. I really like it.
Okay. So, we're going to get that in the studio. You said Show Me the Money?
Show Me the Money 5.
Show Me the Money 5. Okay, we will get that in the studio for you. Thank you so much for being in the studio. I know you got a lot of homework ahead of you, and college has been crazy. So thank you so much for being in the studio and letting us spotlight you and all your accomplishments, and I hope college is going to be awesome for you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome. That was Miss Noelle Wade in the studio, running out of U of M University of Michigan in Southfield. Well, of course, she asked for us to give her that special song from Show Me the Money 5, Mugongwa. I just looked it up. It is awesome, and it's definitely in my playlist. Here's her special request. This is Korean rap, K-rap, as I like to call it. Hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. Here's the special request for our first senior spotlight, Miss Noelle Wade, Mugongwa. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective.
You gotta pay 돈을 받는 게 너무 당연해 내가 뱉는 건 랩 아니고 팔아야 되는 내 제품이고 네 여자는 내 고객 I gave her my everything She give me brain in the morning till I pass out 밤이 되면 다시 너에게로 패사지 Pass it 노래 가사처럼 right around the city 옆에는 영라 이런 swag 이런 랩 너넨 처음 봐 내 랩처럼 wavy 한 내 머리 스타일 16마디 킬러 내가 한 걸 듣고 나면 너희들은 느껴 거리가 Yes, sir. 여기서 마지막 공연을 끝낼 때쯤에 난 카니발 안에다 가사를 쓰겠쯤에 행사 페인 빈스카르보다 높이 뛰고 네 크루 이름은 기억도 못하겠쯤에 점을 찍었고 내가 그리던 크레센도 처음 이겼고 이제 나는 메이웨더 저로 이길 일만 남아있지 전에 지구인과 행주한테 성공할 때가 왔다고 여기 나란히 서서 랩을 하지만 우리는 다른 곳에 있어 부디 착각하지만 이미 최고인 듯이 행동하지 스윙스한테 경례받지 여기 나나잖아 And if you didn't know now you know 너는 카툭티라 말하겠지 난 처음부터 해왔던 것들 좀 보여주는 것뿐 나 왔고 또 왔고 다음 차례야 표받아 해시태그 G 이건 또 다른 기회가 Bless Let's get it up 누가 누굴 판단해 bitch 이건 고무줄 놀이 아니야 왜 이렇게 줄타니 난 스타십의 기둥이자 강타운의 아들 기적을 이뤄내어 송식하면 두 개의 태양을 한우가 따라오겠냐 샵 to the J 내가 강한 말이 아니야 look at me 두 번째론 비행 소년 비트파크라 지고 길매 팀제 조명 이 정도는 조여줘야 할 만하지 Show me the money 이제 시작인데 살만하니 I got that flame I got that flame 어려울 거 있나 해버려 손쉽게 이건 나를 위한 plan B 돈 아까보이 비싼 체스 형제들과 2016년 아주
Good evening, everybody. It is your girl, Nye, and you're tuning into yet another show of Nye Airwaves. We are just coming back from our break with our first senior spotlight. Now it's time for our second senior spotlight, introducing Miss Maya Wade. She's reigning out of Youngstown State University with her major in nursing. She graduated from high school with honors. So let's give it up for her and check her out. Please welcome Miss Maya Wade. How are you?
I am good.
Awesome. So let's get straight into it. So you graduated with honors, you're going to Youngstown State, and you're going for a degree in nursing. So what made you interested in nursing overall?
When I got interested in it, when I went to TCTC, I did the pre-nursing program. So that's how I really wanted to pursue nursing even more.
Okay, so we got the nursing degree on the way. And what made you want to go to Youngstown State?
Just the fact that it's closer to home, and I can just drive back and forth, and I really like their nursing program, and I know a couple people that are going there as well. And plus, we took a field trip there when I went to GCTC, and I just fell in love with the campus.
Woo. Okay, I see you. So, nursing, Youngstown State, you graduated with honors. So, what's next for you? What do you look forward to most in your future?
Ooh, good question. I guess meeting new people and going to different places, like taking vacations in different places, just enjoying that college life and pursuing nursing even more to become like an MSN, okay. Have a master's in nursing, and then probably go on after that into like having a doctor's degree and just helping the world.
Awesome. So let's get outside of school. Let's talk about your personal. Let's get to know Miss Maya a little bit more. So how exactly would you define your sense of style?
My sense of style is really, most people call it hipsterish. I like suspenders and buttons and skirts and like the little knee highs with like Vans or just dress shoes. I like that type of
stuff. Okay, so you kind of have like a skater girl flair, but with an edge, I guess you could say that. I like it. I like Vans. I've never owned a pair of Vans, even though I would love to purchase a pair. But they look so. Even though they seem like really, really comfortable and really, really cute. So I might have to hop on that and give me some Vans. What's your music interest right now? Like, who's on your playlist? Who are you listening to right now?
Who am I listening to right now? Dang. I might sound a little bit, like, average, but I like Drake Controller. And, let's see. Logic's on my playlist. Janet Jackson. Trevor Jackson.
Of course.
Just stuff like that. Michael Jackson.
Right. Okay. So I'm
just old school and it for summer.
Yeah, I see you. A mix of old school and new school. So since you have such a broad variety in music that you're listening to, and so do I, of course. So let's get a special request for you right here live in our airwaves since we are spotlighting you. Any specific requests that you want to listen to right now?
Yes, I want to listen to Girl by the Internet.
I love that song. So anybody you want to give a shout out to before we cue in your song in the studio?
I would like to give a shout out to my girl, Nye. My girl Chantel, and my girl Coco, and my little sister Autumn.
Aww, so sweet. Thank you so much, Maya, for letting us spotlight you in the studio right here, right now. It has been fantastic talking to you, and I wish you the best with your nursing. And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You heard the young lady, everybody. She has a special request for Girl by the Internet. We're going to cue that into the studio, and shout out to both of my seniors for allowing me to spotlight them this evening in Night Airwaves. Shout out to them, and also shout out to all my family of Faces of Success Radio. Shout out to all the listeners tuning into this show tonight, as well as previously aired shows. I appreciate you guys, as well as it being the 1st of July, we're getting ready for the holidays, so make sure you get your firecrackers and your fireworks out and get a good barbecue going. Love you guys so much. After this song and a few others, we're going to close out with Grandmammy, as we always do. And this has been our hashtag Summer 16 again. This is the Internet Girl.
Thank you.
baby, Messiah, are you in? We give me the clues at the summer 16. So right here, my baby and I had to step out real quick. So grandmammy gonna take over. Really coming home from a long days of work. Sitting back, sipping tea with a ram to the hammer, cooking our home cooked meal, or tucking our junior listeners in for a bedtime story. We got your back, sugar, all day and all night. Y'all know what time of the hour, sir? We got our hours, same time, same thing, from 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time every Friday. I hope y'all enjoy y'all 4th of July with it being July 1st. And I know we gonna have some firecrackers going on and everything. Shout out to our senior spotlight hashtag Summer 16 Babies, my weed and the real weed. Thank you, sugar, so much for being in the studio. But it's time for us to get up out here. I gotta buy my firecrackers and my barbecues and my charcoals and my chicken and my cornbread and my collard greens. So, grandmammy gonna have to get up out of here. I love y'all, sugars, very much. And we gonna come out of this here with Summer 16. Bye, babies. Love y'all.
Try and say it louder. Trust me, heard you the first time. It's nothing personal. I would have done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from. And I blame all my day ones. You know, chubs like Draymond. You better hope not say none. Them boys, they're a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah, and I can really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. What all the word of mouth? Go to state, running practice at my house. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge.